So the epistle for this first Mass of Easter is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then shall you appear with him in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the woman, "Fear not, you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you in Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." Please be seated. One thing that I forgot to announce is us afterward, obviously, you're all welcome to come to the potluck to celebrate, obviously, this the greatest feast of the liturgical year for us. And again, I appreciate those that have set up for that, cleaned, our cleaning people that we cannot forget during this time. So obviously, everyone is welcome downstairs for that. Stabat Mater, Juxta Crucem. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Obviously, this year of 2017, we commemorate the 100th anniversary of Fatima. And after spending the time during Holy Week, and especially the Sacred Triduum, we know how closely united the mother was to her son, especially in his sufferings. So this year, for the Paschal candle, we chose the Immaculate Heart of Mary as the image. And I think it's also fitting for us, obviously her heart was pierced by a sword, you know, as Simeon had prophesied, and that she would suffer that. And so as I say, she is closely associated with, obviously, the passion of her son. The Gospels say that the Blessed Virgin Mary was standing beside our Lord during his passion at the moment of his death. That is where we can say, Stabat Mater, Juxtam Crucem. And so divine providence wanted, obviously, this association between the Blessed Virgin Mary, not only at our Lord's birth, but then especially at his passion. I was reading a conference that Archbishop had given to the sisters of the society, and obviously Our Lady of Compassion is one of their patronesses of the order itself. And it was interesting to see how the Archbishop mentioned about Our Lady, and that just as we say that the most important moment or the hour of our Lord was the moment of his death on the cross, because that is what he came to do, to die on the cross, the hour of his passion, that for the Blessed Virgin Mary was her compassion that she had, her intimate union with our Lord's passion. And that was the main focus of the Blessed Virgin Mary also. Because I think, again, if we go back to the presentation of the child of our Lord, you know, when they presented him, there was the two prophecies, one about our Lord being a sign of contradiction to the world, that he would be for the rise and the fall, but then also that the Blessed Virgin Mary would receive this sword piercing her heart. And I think that's something that she knew from the very beginning in accepting and saying her fiat, that she knew she would have to suffer. And so in this year of Fatima, I mean, certainly we look at the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And that is something that the Church gives to us as a refuge in these end times. But then also in this devotion to her Immaculate Heart, her compassion, her suffering, her transfixion, it is to associate more closely with the passion of our Lord. And many of the spiritual authors have talked about obvious devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that if you want to go to the Son, you must go through Our Lady. You must go through the Mother. And so that is why then when you look at her Immaculate Heart, that is why she has the sword that is piercing it. I mean, just as our Lord, His heart obviously bled for love of us, well, the Blessed Virgin Mary also, because of her sufferings, she helped in obviously redeeming mankind. That is why she is given the title of co-redemptrix. And so if we were to say, if there was ever a heart which suffered with the heart of our Lord pierced on the cross, if there was ever a soul whose thoughts were united with those of our Lord on the cross, it was her Immaculate Heart. And so that is why the encouragement obviously has been for the Rosary Crusade, our rosaries, our sacrifices that we offer to Our Lady, because we are working for, obviously, the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart. I mean, she has waited 100 years so far for it. So God willing that through our prayers, our sacrifices, we will gain this. Because I think we also have to try to give her the honor that is due to her. I mean, certainly in this time period, we look at what our Lord suffered for us. You know, we venerated the cross on Friday. That the cross is our means of salvation. But then we also look to Our Lady because she was there waiting at the foot of the cross. She was waiting at the foot of the cross, obviously also to help mankind. Because when we look at these two souls, both were sinless. And yet they both suffered tremendously for all of us. And obviously what our Lord went through with His agony, with His passion, the crowning with thorns, but Our Lady was there for Him at the foot of the cross and walking the way of the cross with Him. And so in order for mankind to be redeemed, our Lord had to suffer this because it was the will of the Father. And Our Lady's fiat, she gave approval of this fact, that she would help in it. And so we can say that mercy is the source of sacrifice. And so the mercy of the Sacred Heart, then also obviously of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her Immaculate Heart. We refer to her as the Mother of Mercy, Mater Misericordiae. So we know the Sacred Heart is the fountain of mercy, but then we have the Mother of Mercy also. So definitely I would encourage you in this year to work on your devotion to her Immaculate Heart. By having a stronger devotion to her, you will have then a stronger devotion to her Son. And that is why the society has the two hearts intertwined as the symbol of the society. When the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, they're intertwined for us, that is our symbol. Because we are this union, a pious union that is formed under the patron of our Lord and our Lady. And so I think it's good for us just to try to work on that for this year. As I said, heaven has given to us this devotion for us in the end times. It has given that to us as a means of a refuge to go to our Lady to receive the help that we need. So we need to take advantage of this. And that's why I thought it was fitting that we should have then for the Paschal candle, the symbol this year of being the Immaculate Heart. Because she suffered so much in watching her Son die on the cross. And that is why I think the Pietà, the statue that is shown of Our Lady holding her Son in her arms is so fitting for us. Of what the two of them suffered. And they suffered in order for mankind to be redeemed. So let us be thankful to Almighty God for what He has given to us. And especially on this great feast of Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. But in order to get to the resurrection, we had to go through the Passion. We had to suffer in order to get to obviously, then the resurrection of our Lord. So let us be like Our Lady, faithful to the cross, because that is the means of our salvation. And if we're faithful to Our Lady, she will help us to be faithful to her Son. As she said at Fatima, "I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.